What memory in 2024 would you want to put in a frame? So, if you could frame one memory, what would it be and why?
Hi and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
Hi and welcome to this 50th episode of Lead Well. Who would have thought at the beginning of this year that it would end with the 50th episode? Well, not me, believe me. So I'm so glad and I'm so grateful to all of you who are listening in and writing comments, and thank you for your wonderful feedback. And as it happens, this 50th episode falls on New Year's Eve. So what else can we do than look back at this past year, 2024? There might be things that you love to remember. There might be things that you felt were really challenging at the time that you went through. So let's look into those and then let's have a look forward into 2025. Now, when you look back into 2024, I have three questions for you. My first question is, what is a moment in 2024 that made you feel most alive? A moment that made you be in the present moment, as we call it in the trust technique. So what was that moment? Were there multiple moments where you felt really alive? And for us animal lovers out there, I certainly know that whenever I spend time with Maggie, I feel alive because I am right there in that moment. And there were so many wonderful moments in the past year that I spent in nature with my horse, with my husband, with my neighbors. So it's nature, it's animals, and it's other human beings. And I'm sure when you reflect and think back that there is at least one moment last year that made you feel really alive and yourself. Now, the second question is about the challenges, because we all went through challenges. What are those challenges that tested your resilience? And what did you learn from it? If looking back, you could say, this did not happen to me, but for me. What is it that you took from it? Anything that you learned? Any type of knowledge that you gained? An insight? Maybe you got an impulse to act in a different way, to change anything in your life. What was that challenge that you overcame? And looking back, maybe you cannot yet call it a gift, but at least there is something in it that you can take away from. And the third question is about a memory. What memory in 2024 would you want to put in a frame? So, if you could frame one memory, what would it be and why? Now, if you're doing neurographica like me, you can definitely put that memory on a piece of paper, doing a drawing, a neurographica drawing for it. And then you can actually frame it and put it on the wall. And for those of you who only want to do this exercise in your mind, then you can put a frame around it in your mind as well. This works perfectly fine. As it's another technique that we have been using with a lot of clients last year. Now, what would that one memory be? And where would you put it? Would you put it in your home? Would you put it in a big exhibition hall? Where would you put that framed memory of 2025? Now that we have looked back, let's look into the future. And into the future, it's great to think about goals. We first need to find out what is really important to us. I invite yourself to first think about what is really important to you. So what are your values? What are the things that make your heart sing? What is it that really matters to you? Can be family, can be friends, can be animals. It can be your art, your creativity. It can also be growth or having an impact. Three things that you know are really valuable to you or that you want to really matter next year. Because you can take that decision. And as a second step, I invite you to think about your own strength. What are you good at? And some of my clients don't recognize that immediately. When I ask them, what are your strengths? They usually say, well, there is nothing I'm really good at. But when we have a conversation then, and especially when we have a drawing about it, they tell me, well, I'm good at organizing, but that's just natural. I don't need to focus on that because that's so easy to me. So it can't be a strength. Well, actually, that is an indication of a strength because you're so good at it that you don't even feel that it's hard. But everyone else admires you for it. So think about things that you would not think are difficult. Sometimes this is the little trick to help you come up with the things you're good at. And now that you have your values and your strength, you can set goals that are aligned with both. Goals that are aligned with your values and where you can use, where you can leverage your strength. So for example, if creativity is key for you, then your goal could be to come up with a blog or also a podcast or exhibit in a big exhibition next year. And the interesting thing is, when you have that goal, you will always know the next step that I'm taking. Is it taking me towards my goal or is it taking me in a different direction? And at the end of 2025, when you're looking back, maybe you haven't reached that goal yet, but you have walked towards it. And that's really what matters. That gives you direction and that gives you satisfaction because you work within your values. And it only takes small steps to reach a goal. It only takes small steps to climb a mountain. And it always starts with one step. And sometimes you take one step per day. And sometimes you might take multiple steps per day. The important thing is knowing your goal because you understand your values and your strength. Those steps will take you in the right direction. And my goal for next year is to be here for you, and to continue this podcast so that at the end of next year, we can then celebrate the 100th episode. And if I would have one wish, then it would be for you to spread the word about this podcast and maybe invite one or two friends to it. That would make my year most wonderful year ever. So thank you again for being around. Have a wonderful 2025, and I hope we speak soon. Thank you.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.